I'm Cheryl Corley, sitting in for Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the show, we'll sip some rum, just straight up, no Coke, as part of our summer sipping series. But first, let's go to Corvallis, a city in central Oregon where the majority of the population is white. Two residents decided it would be fun to educate their neighbors about diversity by setting up a Meet a Black Guy booth at the local farmers market. Well, those two guys are with us now. Sean Brown thought of the idea, and Jeff Oliver was the black guy in the booth. Sean and Jeff, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
So, Sean, let's start with you. How did you come up with this idea, and why did you think the community needed it?
About, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, I did a film about Corvallis, how local and independent it was. And during that research about Corvallis, I was looking into the population here and what we have. And it turns out our population for African Americans is about 1.14 or something around there. And it's a wonderful community, but we're mostly populated with white people. And I thought that this would be a great thing for Corvallis to open up some diversity, start some conversations, and really just to get some smiles and laughs out of people. And originally I brought the idea to Jeff and he loved it. I mean, it's gotten very political, but originally we had no political intent. We just wanted to make people laugh and have them come over and meet Jeff and get your picture taken. And,
okay.
Or meet me, a white Jewish guy.
And go from there. Well, let's get Jeff's take on this. Did you love it? And how did Sean really get you to agree to it?
Well, yeah, I did love the idea. Sean and I worked together at the Dark Side Cinema, a kind of local independent place where a lot of different movies come through.
An appropriate name, I guess.
And we were working there one night, and he brought this concept up to me, and he showed me the video of this group Improv Everywhere, who did sort of a similar thing in Aspen a few years ago, and I just loved it. And so we decided to, you know, set up a booth just right next to the farmer's market and, you know, see what would come of it, not really thinking what the response might be.
Mm-hmm. So why did you love the idea? A lot of people, you know, might be offended.
Personally, I think I have a different viewpoint on race than a lot of people, especially even African-Americans, because I grew up here in Corvallis, Oregon, which doesn't have a very diverse community. And my father, who's black, he wasn't around a lot when I was, my parents got divorced when I was younger. So I was raised by a white mother in a predominantly white town. And I knew I was different, so I wanted to let people know, because there's kind of this misconception that we shouldn't really talk about it because we're all, you know, we're all the same inside, which I believe we are, but there are such differences that I believe it's appropriate to bring it up.
Well, as you mentioned, you are of mixed heritage, and I was wondering, did that come up in your conversations with people at the booth, and what did you say about it?
Definitely. Yeah, I'd let people know. Definitely, my father came here from Sudan, and my mother was from Oregon. A lot of people's first question was, where did I come from? And some people were struck that I was born and raised in Oregon and not from maybe a community where there were more African Americans.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sean, you also took a turn in this booth so market goers could meet a white Jewish guy. So
that's correct.
What kind of reception did you get?
Well, the main thing that most people came up to me and said was, hey, I'm Jewish too. We can have two Jewish people now. So it turns out, little did I know, that Corvallis has a lot of Jewish population. They weren't really shocked by the white Jewish guy. I guess it's not really a shocking thing. But they did want to get their pictures taken with me, and they did want to shake our hands. And they thought it was a great idea.
Well, if you are just joining us, you are listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Cheryl Corley, and we're talking with Sean Brown and Jeff Oliver about creating a Meet a Black Guy and, as it turns out, Meet a White Jewish Guy booth. Sean, you did this at the farmer's market more than a week ago. Have you heard from people since then who thought you were either exploiting your friend or insulting the community?
Well, most people are very happy that we're doing it, not really think that we're exploiting or anything. It just starts up a lot of conversations, and it really eases the tension around the subject of diversity here in Corvallis, at least. Few people didn't really like what we were doing, but there's always, you know, somebody out there that doesn't like what you're doing.
I'm really interested in hearing what some of the negative things might have been and how you handled that. There have been instances in the past where blacks were put on display and their existence really minimized. I was wondering how you thought about that, or if people approached you that way.
We only really had a couple of people who came up who were offended by the nature of what we were doing, and what they didn't see is the inherent comedy we were trying to bring to it. We were taking something that could be construed as something that was offensive, but we were doing it in such a way that we wanted to have people laugh about it. And so I think that was the main misconception people had, that we were doing something to be degrading, whereas we really felt that we were doing something to create something different, something new that hadn't been done. I don't know if we'd want to do more, because I think we've definitely done what we started out to do and so much more.
And I kind of feel bad because we're really not trying to hurt anybody with this.
Jeff, I'm going to give you the last word here. What do you think about this approach for creating a racial dialogue? And do you think it's something that other communities should try?
Oh, I definitely do. I think that we're entering a new era for race relations, especially with the fact that we have an African-American running for the highest office in this country. And I think that we need to let people know that it's okay to have that kind of a dialogue with people who are of a different nationality or a different race. There needs to be kind of a change from we're all the same to, yes, we're all the same, but we have differences that we should really have a dialogue about.
Sean Brown and Jeff Oliver joined us from Media Services at Oregon State University in Corvallis, Oregon. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.